And Nancy, every year this is just a tremendous display. Tell us what you have put together this year.
Well, we have everything from conception to consumption in our beef tent. And highlighted with 13 different breeds of animals. We also go to the marketing of our animals. Equities here, we have the Wisconsin Animal ID Consortium, Allflex, Dextron Fearing, we have a youth exhibit. We have another panoramic display on conception to consumption. And then the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association, Cattlemen's Beef Board, and Midwest Dairy Beef Quality Assurance with the quality insurance for both dairy and beef, and the Wisconsin Beef Council. And we're all under one big top.
One of the unique aspects of this, and this is to have all the breeds under one tent, people can see right next to each other the different types.
That's right. And we've had dairymen come in here that are thinking about leaving the dairy industry and going into beef, and they have an opportunity here to visit breeders, producers of 13 different breeds. If they're uncertain about what they want to, they can find out the advantages, disadvantages. It will help for them to make a decision on their own operation.
And these are actual breeders who are just here because they like to promote their breed.
They're here for promotion of their breed and their industry, their farm. A lot of them find this more effective than going to a fair. It's more relaxed atmosphere. We kind of have a homey atmosphere in here. And they do a lot of networking.
Now, talk about the display here. There, you mentioned about the panoramic that goes from conception to the plate. Quite an educational display.
That's right. It was made by University of Wisconsin students a number of years ago. And it's a series of beautiful, beautiful photographs. Huge ones. They're 6 feet tall. And covers about 50 feet. And it takes the animal from conception to consumption. And they're pictures of a birth of the calf, series of three, which is pretty exciting, especially for some of our children, you know, they actually see that, some of our urban consumers. It goes to the marketing, and it shows them on being raised and fed, and the end product, the meat, and retailing, and all the way down, and also some end products of the beef that you have on your tables.
Which really a lot of people don't think of when it comes to when they see it on the table where it started from.
That's exactly right.